Ja. Well, I want to share with you tonight that you're here tonight, so hopefully that you are here also, not just physically, but your whole self is here tonight. I want to let you know that God is always working to draw you closer to Himself. As God works to draw you closer to Himself, there's going to be some big challenges. There's going to be some testing and some things of that sort where God is using you. And sometimes people think, well, God has His favorites. He's using this person. He's using that person. Believe me, God doesn't show favoritism. He does give favor, but He doesn't show favoritism. But but when God's working in people's lives and you see God working, I want to remind you that there's been a lot of wrestling. There's been a lot of testing. That God's done a lot of work in that individual's life. A lot more than what people know. And you have to be willing to let God do some things in your life. A lot of people just think that there's like, Lord, to work in my life and be done and give me these things that I need. I want to tell you, when God starts working in your life, let me tell you, He's not going to turn into what you want Him to be. He's going to work to turn you into what He wants you to be. And that can sometimes get a little rough. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22. God has promised Sarah and Abraham a son. They had their son named Isaac. He's growing up. People are doing what they're doing. In Genesis chapter 22, we're going to be working through this time of testing for Abraham. I want to remind you that faith is important to God. Your faith is important to God. You don't turn it on and turn it off like you do a water spigot. Your faith needs to be ignited at all times. And God's going to look at your faith, and sometimes God's going to say, it needs to grow. And when faith is being tested, let me tell you, it is not. When God's involved, it is not easy. Your full belief in God is going to come to a pivotal moment where you're either going to believe in Him and trust Him, or you're not. And God's not, God, as we begin to grow, He does it with little things, but as we grow and become closer with Him, it's going to get even harder at times. It says, after these things, in verse 1, God tested Abraham. That means God wants to test Abraham. He wants to check out his faith. I blessed Abraham. I brought him from a place to a new place. And God has expanded all that he's had. He's given him a son. Sometimes we can take granted God's blessings. And he says, Abraham. And Abraham says, here I am. Now I want to remind you that if you know the Lord, you know his voice, and you know each other's voice. Here I am. When God's got something to say, he's got something to say, and it's always important. Everything God says is important. Everything that God says is important. He says, I want you to take your son. This is going to be big. I want you to take your son, your one and only son. And then he finishes, Isaac, that one right there. Your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. God knows who we love. God also knows who we don't like. But God knows whom he loves. Whom you love. I want you to go to the land of the Moriah, and I want you to offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. That's it. You can imagine the nerves getting that is now upon Abraham. Why would you give and then want to take away? My question for you tonight is, what does God want you to put on the sacrificial altar for God? What do you need to lay down? What is God calling you to lay down to sacrifice before Him? And then Abraham is in the midst of this. This is not good news. It was already a miracle. Isaac was already a miracle. But Abraham begins to move forward, prepping the things for the journey. Right out the gate. So as God doesn't hold anything back, He wants first place. Be careful what you love so much that it might get in front of your love for God. He says in verse 6, he moves and he says, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac to carry it. In his hand he took the fire and the sacrificial knife, and the two of them walked on together. I want to remind you, it does say the two of them walked together, but I also want to remind you that God is walking with them. Now, I want to also tell you that God is always doing more than what we can see. We're going to see that here in a little bit. But God is always doing more than we can see. But what God wants, we don't need to see everything. We just need to be obedient. And we know He knows that this is something from God. You don't have to wrestle with it. Is God calling me to do this? God is calling him to do this. And then Isaac spoke to his father Abraham, and he said, "My father," as he replied, "Here I am, my son." And Isaac said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Isaac also does not know everything that is going on. Sometimes in the church, you don't know everything that is going on. Sometimes I don't know everything that is going on. But God knows all things. And if God knows all things, we should trust Him with all things. Some of you are working through different things in your life. I want to let you know that God can hold it all together. Not just you and your problems and your situations, but also somebody else's choices and also somebody else's decisions. Someone is standing at the crossroads. Somebody's walking off of the crossroads. Somebody's going down the right lane, and it's the lane of God's will, and it's good. Other people are choosing, even in our own church, to take a different lane. They're going to make a lane. They're going to make their own will, their own lane. And I'm going to tell you, that's going to go to some pain and some suffering and some loss. But God sees it all. But He says, "Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" He's not telling him. But he does answer, and he says, "God Himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them walked on together. Now I want to tell you that Abraham's faith is being tested here. If he had no intention of doing what God called him to do, then he's not going to pass this faith test. Some people will teach it that he already knew that God was going to provide something, so he didn't really need to do. No, no, no. Your faith is tested under fire, under certain circumstances and situations. It is, do you believe? Will you follow and obey God? This is not a big ask. This is a command. God did not say, "Abraham, what do you think? Would you do this?" No. "What do you think about doing that?" No. There was no questions, answers. It was a command. Some of us need to get that in our heads. God's not asking. God is telling. He didn't ask me to become a pastor. He said, "You're going to be a pastor." And I cursed at God and said no, and next thing I know, my body went limp and I had pain in my back, and I knew exactly what it was. God needed to get my attention in a way I could feel it. But God didn't ask me if I wanted to start a church in Huntington. He told me to start a church in Huntington. God didn't ask about all the ministries we have started. He didn't ask my opinion. He didn't ask what I thought. He said, "This is what you are. This is what this group is going to do." God's not asking, God is telling. But I also want to remind you that God is putting you right in the middle of it. And it is for your benefit. Even though it doesn't look like it. You see, everything in the Old Testament, New Testament, they mirror one another. Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. Jonah was in the well for 3 days. Jesus was in death for 3 days. In the tomb for 3 days. You see all these flipping back and forth. Here it is. There's one and only son that God has. That he sacrificed his son. He didn't ask you about it. He did it. I'm so glad that God doesn't ask our opinion. So God is doing this, and we're asking, what kind of call is that to bring your gift, your greatest, your one and only son and lay? But here it is. He says, when they arrived at the place that God had told him about, Abraham built the altar. Abraham is building the altar, and I'm telling you, he is sweating, not because he's building the altar, but what's about ready to happen. Was what God said was true and real? Yes, it was. It was audible, and they had a very mini conversation. Abraham could be thinking, what did I do? Because that's what we do. What did I do wrong? Sometimes we want to throw ourselves under the bus. It must be somebody in my family must have sinned for God to call me to do something. No. Sometimes you can be doing the right thing and God calls you to do something that's very difficult. To lay something down on that sacrificial altar. What has God called you to lay down? He called me to lay down my career. I don't have a career now. I have a calling. But I had a career. I had a career working in investigations. I had a career one time working undercover drugs, all that stuff. And I loved it. And I was really good at it and doing well at it. But God had a different plan. I chased that career even to the very end. Even to the end when God, before God called me to pastor, I asked God to give me a second chance home for boys that had disciplinary problems. I wanted to work with young teen boys where the parents couldn't control them. And I wanted that. But God said I had to lay it down. He told me to lay it down. Because what he wanted me to pick up was bigger than what I was laying down. So as I laid it down, I had to figure out what I was doing, and I had no clue what I was doing. You see, even in this church, we had to lay a few things down. We had to lay down 8 acres out on the highway. We had to sacrifice 8 acres to be in this part of the community. And some people were offended by it. Some people wanted the church to be out on 9, and that's where it was going to be, 2 miles off of the interstate. We had plans. We had ideas. But God said, I want you to lay it down. I want you to sacrifice that. We had a thrift store. We had to sacrifice it. We had 2 campuses, a campus in Columbia City and a campus in Fort Wayne. God says, I want you to sacrifice it. I want you to drop it. I want you to let it go. Doesn't mean they were wrong to do. We prayed and we felt the blessings on them and we do it. God doesn't say everything that he calls you to do, it's going to last forever. Sometimes it's just a moment of obedience. He wants to know, will you follow him even into some of these things that feel crazy? That feel way beyond ourselves. But he's asking him to lay down that number one thing in his life. It is his son, the number one gift in his life, his son, to lay it down. He's building the altar, and he arranged the wood. And then he does the most hardest part. He doesn't even have to say anything, because the son says, the fire is here, the wood is here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And now Isaac is being bound. Being bound on the altar. And he placed them on the altar and on top of the wood. A lot of people will talk about how strong their faith is. A lot of people will brag about how strong they are as a believer. Oh, I would never do that, or I would do this, and I can't believe they did this because I would do that. Anyone can have a big mouth. God's not looking. He's not listening for our words. He's watching with our how he sees our actions. He's watching. So basically, he's saying, show me. Don't tell me. Show me. Don't tell me you're going to be in church every Sunday. Show me. Don't tell me you're going to be faithful in this ministry. Show me. Don't tell me you're going to read your Bible regularly. Show me. Don't tell me you're going to pray. Don't let me hear you pray that you're going to be praying for people when you don't. Show me. And Abraham is showing God. I'm listening. Now he's doing this with heartbreak. I'm telling you, he's doing this with heartbreak. To lay something down on the altar can be heartbreaking. It can be a very hard. This is why I believe there are many men called to preach but won't preach, because they can't lay something down. And other men try to pick it up, and they're not called to it, and they don't last long because they're not called. Or they're hirelings, and they do it until it gets tough, and they take off. But Abraham is a godly man. He listens to what God has called him to do. He's doing what God wants him to do. Why am I in a place like this? Why does he want me to lay it down? He says he bound his son Isaac and he placed him on the altar of the wood. And Abraham reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. Let me tell you, he had all... He had all purpose. He was ready to go. There's a moment when your faith is ignited. And he didn't hold back. And God knows when our faith, when it's enough. And God didn't tell him to stop when they were walking up the mountain. We're going to go a little more in our faith today. He didn't stop when he arranged the wood and he built the altar. He didn't stop. That's enough. When he put him on the altar and he bound him up and he tied him up, he didn't say, okay, I believe you. It's enough. No. So when he took the knife and he was ready to slaughter his son. Now here's what I love about the Lord. Go. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. Wow, can you imagine just hearing your name? He replied, here I am. Then he said, do not lay a hand on the boy or do anything to him. For I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son from me. There's a moment that God says, here it is. Now I know. It wasn't when he was walking up the mountain. Wasn't that when he was putting the altar together or putting the wood together or even binding his son on it. It was when he was ready to take the knife and slaughter his son. And this is what I love about the Lord. He allowed Isaac to live, but he let Jesus die. For a purpose and a blessing to God Himself. You see, we look at the blessing of salvation, and it is a blessing. It's the greatest blessing a man and a woman would ever know, to come to the realization that they are lost, that they need Jesus Christ as Lord, personal Savior. But I want to remind you that the salvation is not just your blessing. It is God's blessing too. You see, what was lost is now redeemed. Through Christ, because He allowed His Son to be slaughtered on the great altar of sacrifice. Now God, for those who receive and accept it, and accept His Son, now that which God created and is lost, now He redeems to Himself. What a blessing for Himself. But He says, for now I know that you fear God. There is a good thing about fearing God. It's healthy. It's healthy. We don't live in fear. Don't get me wrong. But we need to have a fear of God. In a good way. In a biblical way. But He says, since you have not withheld your one and only Son from me. How many people are withholding something that is actually a stumbling block in their relationship with God? How many of us know that there is something that God wants us to lay down, to sacrifice, that God wants? I've come to understand and knowing that if you live by faith, it will be tested. So he's climbing up this mountain. They're climbing up this mountain to get to the top to have a moment. But the call wasn't given on the mountain. It was over here in life. You got to make the journey. God wants you to make the journey. Because in the journey, you spend more time speaking to God in the journey. When God would say, Moses, I want you to go up into this mountain. Then more conversations, so many conversations, so much talking. So much just... But Isaac... Not knowing the whole story, Abraham knowing a lot more than Isaac did, but God knowing more than Abraham did. God was doing something that none of them knew. You see, I believe that when you're going up the mountain to do what God's called you to do, there's something on the other side God doesn't let you see. As you move up, the blessing is moving up on the other side. Let's look at this. Abraham looked up and he saw a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. You see, he would have never saw the ram if he never went up there. He would never saw that the Lord had already provided something. Abraham couldn't see that. God didn't want him to see that until the time of testing was over. Then he opened his eyes and God was already bringing up a ram already on the other side, but he couldn't see it. And God does it. That's part of the faith testing. That we don't see it all. We don't see the whole picture. And sometimes we never will see the whole picture on this side of heaven. But many times God will reveal it to us once we begin to trust Him. You know, we were getting ready to make a move on. I've shared it, but I want to share it in a different way today. We were getting ready to make a move, moving some things at the Women's Life House, and we were getting ready to do that on the Friday, the starting of our 20-year anniversary. And on that was on Wednesday and Thursday. Two guys come into the church want to offer selling us a house. Now, this is what I want to pick on, because I didn't pick on this before. But God allowed it to be a high dollar. He wanted it to be a high dollar. Because we're used to getting things at $50 and $21,000 for a house, or $22,000 for a house, or even this church, it was $70,000. Mill ministry was $32,500. He wanted it to be a big dollar that would look big to us. The $65,000 is big to us. But he wanted it to be big so that we can see how big he was. And would we trust him in going down this road a little bit more? We're getting ready to make a decision. And he did it right at that moment. Well, we've seen, where was God at? Two guys come into the church wanting to know if we would be looking at buying a house. This is what I know. When those things happen, you stop. And you try to figure out, is God moving here or not? So, Lord, if you want it to be, then we don't have that kind of money. If you want it to be, you got to show a way to provide it. So we begin to walk up the mountain. And we put that on pause, and we begin to walk up the mountain. And we're up there, and we're working it. And God, I just begin to pray about it, and so start putting names on a list just to share the story. And we ended up just where I didn't think it was going to come from. Somebody writes a check for $25,000. Okay, Lord, that's a good sign. That's a good one. We're climbing up that mountain to the top. And so we're getting up there, and then I make another call, and I was like, man, I don't know about this call. This call is like, we've told we would never get anything again. And me and Carla was with my mom and Gerald there visiting. It was a good visit. And I get a call, yep, and we ended up getting another $20,000. Man, that's $45,000. We're working on a grant that I believe we're going to get, but there's no promise in it. And I truly believe that God wants us, we had to put $10,000 of our own money from the ministry, $10,000 from the church into this to get it, to finish it up. That took a big chunk from our funds. And I truly believe that our time of testing to bring up the knife, to bring it down, was this. Would we still go through it with it if we didn't have enough? Were we still going to trust God with it even after we bought it? And we bought it yesterday. And now we know this. Now next month we'll know, on the 18th, we will know if we will get that grant for $22,000, which will replenish those funds to help us do it, with a couple thousand dollars left to do a couple things. It's trusting God, and God does it in different ways. It's a big test of faith for us. But what I know is God's all over it. God is all over it. And then he goes through here, and he says, Abraham looked up and he saw a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and he took the ram and he offered it as a burnt offering in place of his son. And Abraham named the place, "The Lord will provide." That's what it's called, "The Lord will provide." We can honestly say that the Lord will provide. And God does it different ways, because our faith needs to continue to be tested. Because there's other things that are coming up. Listen, this was the biggest test of faith. This house was more bigger than any other thing that we bought. God is stretching it out. We have to exercise our faith. And this is what I also know. When I read it in verse 15, he says, And then the angel of the Lord called Abraham a second time from heaven. This is what I know about the Lord. When God blesses you, he just can't help but want to bless you again. He just looks down and says, "You want to follow me? I believe you are following me. I'm going to bless you with this." And then it's almost like the Lord says, "Listen, I want to bless you again. I want to bless you more than what you even know." He says, And the Lord, and the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time. You almost think Abraham, like, what do you want now, Lord? You want me, my wife or what? What do you? No. You know why? Because Abraham showed there's nothing I won't do for God. There's nothing I won't lay down and give to God. His faith was pure and it was proven. And that's one thing I want to tell you about tonight. Your faith has to be proven. It has to be tested. And God knows exactly how to test you. And he knows exactly how to test me. And he says, so I come to him, and he came to me a second time. He says, and by myself I have sworn. This is the Lord's declaration. When you hear the word declaration, it is done deal. It is done. It's declared. So whatever's getting ready to come out of God's mouth, it's going to happen. Hope it's good. Because you have done this thing. Let me remind you, what you do for God, God sees it. And there are things that you do that might be heartbreaking. And you go to Christ and you ask for that forgiveness. That's good. We know that scripture. 1 John 5:1-9, we know that. But here when we see these things that we do that are good, he sees that. And he says, and have not withheld your only son. I believe that when you're going through a time of testing and you've not withheld whatever it is God told you to lay down, he told me to lay down my career. I prayed about my career. I wanted it to excel. I wanted the things that I wanted. But I had to lay it down if I wanted to be blessed by God in the way that was right and good. This church had to lay certain things down. It had to lay those 8 acres down. And that property sold, by the way, and then we used that money to pay for this, and this church was paid off in 7 years. Not too many churches are paid off that quick. And he says this, and because you've not withheld your son, and this awesome thing you did, he says, I will indeed bless you and make your offspring as numerous as the stars, the sky, and the sand of the seashore. You know, we're part of that, just to let you know that. Everybody, I believe, we will know Abraham when we see him. Amen. Your offspring will possess the gates of their enemies, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed by your offspring because you have obeyed my command. When we obey God, I'm telling you, it just seems like God just blesses. He blesses. Now Abraham went back to his young men. They got up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham settled in Beersheba. I want to tell you, Abraham's going back a different man. Isaac's not going back. He's coming back as a man. Abraham's not the same man as he went. And I'm telling you, when you go through times of testing of your faith, you will not be the same when you come out on the other side. You will either be worse and you'll be a mess because you didn't do it, or God will lift you up and strengthen you and your faith will become stronger. And you'll walk back stronger than you've ever been. You're either coming one way or another. Our friendship with God will be tested from time to time. But let me remind you, or let me ask you, how many of your friendships have been tested with people and have been broken? That people walked away. I want to tell you tonight that God is continuing trying to make you and draw you. That's all he's trying to do, is draw you closer to him. But as you draw closer to him, there's some things you got to let go. And your faith is going to be tested. Because God's created you to do certain things. He has a purpose in your life. And your faith has to be at certain levels. And I don't understand what levels they got to be, but they got to be the level where God wants it to be. So let me ask you this. Are you a stronger Christian today than you was 5 years ago? Because you can think 5 years from 5 years ago that you went through some times of testing. You may always come out the way you wanted to, but you always go back to God. You work it through. There's times when you went through and you did great and awesome. And you grow through each one of those. Abraham is our example tonight. That when God calls, we move. He's not asking, he's telling. He's not wanting your opinion. He's giving you a command to obey. And whatever he is, whatever it is that he's telling you that you need to lay down because he wants to test your faith, that's what you need to lay down. Sometimes it's hard to lay something down. But what you pick up will be better than what you lay down. It will strengthen you. There's a testimony. Let me tell you. There's a testimony we didn't even talk about tonight. But there's a testimony that Abraham and Isaac shared together after this. You know, when Jesus went up to the mountain, went to the hill and transfiguration with the boys, three of them, they came down that hill different. They weren't glowing like Moses, but I'm telling you, they came down different. They saw something they never ever saw before, never saw it again. It was a special moment. A special moment. When Abraham went up that hill with Isaac, and everything that transpired up there, they came down different. Not just Abraham, but Isaac as well. My father worships God. And my father puts God number one. Tonight we heard a great story that we're supposed to learn from. We're also supposed to live by. Follow the example of Abraham. You see, sometimes God is working with someone tonight saying, I want you to lay down something good in your life because I have something better for you, but you got to lay it down. You love it so much, I just want you to lay it down. There's no room for that. I'm testing your faith. Sometimes God will say, I want you to lay it down. He doesn't tell us, but he's going to let you keep it. But he wants to test your faith to see if you'd be willing to lay it down. To draw you closer to him, to test your faith. Some people, he's saying, will you lay that drug down? You say I'm so important. You say so many scriptures about me, but you've not laid it down. You talk about me, but you have not laid down the bottle. You've not laid down the pornography. You've not laid that sin down. And you sacrifice that sin. You see, some people are trying to climb the mountain and they never get up to the top because they keep going back down. Then they want to go back up. They'll take a few steps up, but they'll turn right back around. You see, their yes is not a yes and their no is not truly a no. They're just moving back and forth. And you can do that for years and years and years. God is wanting us to lay down those sins as well. Testing of our faith is not in our words, it's in our actions. Everybody gives a little mouthpiece. Nobody's impressed God with their mouth. It says Enoch walked with God. Didn't talk about God, he walked with God. God's watching. What is it? Is it a filthy mouth? Is it language? Your vocabulary? You need to lay it down? Lay it down. Is it someone in your life you know that God doesn't want you to be socializing with because you two together is like fire, like a match and gasoline? You lay it down. Father, as we come to a close of the preaching, what I love about you is your Holy Spirit still preaches. Even when the preacher's done, your Holy Spirit still preaches. Keep preaching to us tonight through our altar call. That each person may hear what you have to say. And as we stand, we give you praise for this moment. Amen. Tonight is a night where we have an altar.